episode 19 is today of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Tons of great beer specials, $6 drinks all day, every day. And check out our seafood specials. 1983. Not just the year Hooters was born, but that's your price for a pound of crab legs, with great prices also on buffalo and steamed shrimp. Hooters celebrating 40 years, and they continue their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at ToddWright2121, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright. In Tampa, Florida, let's wrap up this week. Theme of this week, using Matthew Berry's recent positional rankings as a talking point for various things. And to switch it up a little bit, you know how I feel about how the mandatory tight end league is outdated. But Travis Kelce is a phenomenal player. Mark Andrews does make an impact. All you have to do is change your scoring settings from that mandatory tight end to wide receiver tight end flex, and it preserves the value of big-time tight ends, and it's going to save you time and problems throughout the season. And questions I will not answer. Some of you know this. I'll get questions week 4, week 5, week 6, week 7. Hey, Todd, I know you don't like tight ends, but. No, there's no but. That's like the woman who tells me, I know you don't like dogs, but you'll like my dog. No, don't think so much of yourself. Yeah. There are exceptions to some rules, not others. Travis Kelce is an exception. He is number one in Matthew Berry's tight end rankings. How about this? Can anyone find me tight end rankings that don't have Travis Kelce number one? I mean, he's basically being drafted as an elite top five wide receiver. And I've used the term pass catchers to describe, which brings in the wide receiver tight end flex, and others I hear now using the term pass catchers. If you can find me a tight end ranking board with Kelce not at number one, please send it to me. We'll have some fun with it. I need the name and the affiliation for those rankings. Kelce 1, Mark Andrews 2, TJ Hockenson 3, Darren Waller 4, Kittle 5, Kyle Pitts 6. I'll get to that in a moment. Dallas Goedert 7, Pat Freiermuth 8, Evan Engram 9, David Njoku 10. Oh, Dalton Schultz, what happened there? Schultz allegedly turned down a 3-year deal from the Dallas Cowboys, was on the market for a while, signs a 1-year deal with the Houston Texans. Cowboys draft a tight end instead. What happened there, Dalton? Tyler Higbee 12. I mean, come on. And that's if all these guys stay healthy and they play every week, and in a 12-team league, that's what you got. There's some talk about Okonkwo with Tennessee. Dalton Kincaid at 17 with Buffalo seems low. I will say that Kincaid feels like he can get in the top five tight ends and be relevant in my leagues, which you never have to draft, own, roster, start a tight end all year if you want. It feels like Kincaid could be in that mix quickly. Yeah, there's Adam Rank is his name. He's a good personality. I don't know him. I don't know him personally. He doesn't know me. But earlier this week on one of the fantasy shows on NFL Network, they were doing a segment, tight ends you want to draft, tight ends to avoid in your draft. And other than Kelce and Andrews, and his first name was Pitts, why don't you just whip yourself? You know, based on what happened last year, and even in his 1,000-yard season in his rookie year, he didn't score. you're wanting something to happen rather than having enough info that it is going to happen. And then his tight ends not to draft were Hockenson and Kittle. I felt that was laughable. I guess that's good TV because he's up there with, and I'm a big fan of Freeland and Kimmy. They sound great. They look great. They're fun. Maybe Rank's doing what Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel did with me when we used to do a college football show for every weekend on essentially a Fox Sports regional in Florida. And we'd have these talking points, and Bianchi would just come up, and I had some input on the talking points, and Bianchi would come up to me before we taped the segment, and he'd say, pick which side you want. I'll just argue the other side. He's like, it's good for TV. Maybe Rank's doing that by saying he'd take Pitts and not take Hockenson and Kittle. Because Rank's better than that. Although, you would think he learned from his Pitts mistake last year. But again, maybe it's good TV. Okay. So let's go to the wide receivers. We're 6.5 minutes into this podcast. That's enough on tight ends. If you own Travis Kelce, you will be very, 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 very happy. If you own Mark Andrews, you should be happy. And then there's probably going to be, what, three or four more worth playing most weeks this year? And after that, no. Wide receiver rankings. There's Justin Jefferson. These are Matthew Berry's positional rankings from NBC Sports Peacock. Fantasy Life, respected name in the fantasy business. Jefferson 1, Chase 2, Cup 3. Why can I not get my head around Cooper Kupp this year? As good as he is, it just feels like the Rams are going to be horrible and pick up right where they left off. Even with McVay staying, which he shouldn't have stayed, should have gone into TV, then come back to a situation where you know you have a new franchise quarterback, plenty of cap room, and go win another Super Bowl. The Rams seem like one of the five worst teams in the NFL. Does that mean Cooper Kupp will not put up fantasy numbers? No, but does anyone have any real confidence that Stafford is going to have a healthy, decent year? So that's my hesitancy with Kupp. Tyreek Hill at 4. I drafted him last year in all my leagues, and he was wonderful. I love him. Diggs at 5. I've openly said this. I've always wanted to own him and never have, right? So here you go. So we talk about some of these guys. Proudly, I've been a Justin Jefferson apologist even before he got in the conversation now for not only wide receiver 1, but overall number 1. So yes, I have owned him and I love him. Other than for those that say every week he gives you, no, he doesn't. Even he's not perfect. Week 2 last year, Jefferson had a dud against the Eagles. Cost me a fantasy game. And then in my championship week, week 16, whoever that was against, you know, in the week where, championship week last year was week 17 for my leagues, which is why we're moving it back a week. We had the DeMar Hamlin situation, which canceled the Bills-Bengals game. You had Jalen Hurts sit out another game. You had Derrick Henry sit out a game. But you also had Justin Jefferson do next to nothing in a Week 17 game. So for those that say, yeah, he gives you something every week, I think Anita Makeover, whatever she is that ESPN uses, and there are people I know who I've worked with at ESPN who rarely have a bad thing to say about anybody, and they say bad things about her. So, I mean, if I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm calling ESPN and saying, hey, I have a lawyer ready to offer a cease and desist for this woman wearing my t-shirt. Chase, I have an own. He missed some games last year. Burrow seems on track, but we want to see it to believe it. Chase has been a big-time performer. There's just a lot going on in that Bengals offense. Like, I'd rather have Tyreek Hill or Diggs than Chase. That's me. And we just talked about Cup. Amon-Ra St. Brown at six. That's Matthew Berry's ride or die this year. I get it. I really do. Last couple years, I know in one of our leagues, a particular owner has gotten big things, big games out of Amon-Ra St. Brown. So yeah, I look at him and Matthew Berry's wide receiver rankings at six. Probably a wide receiver that's going to be drafted early to middle, maybe, of the second round. When we did fantasy football calculator mock draft data a week ago, he was in the second round. Devontae Adams, seven. That's only being knocked down a peg because of questions about how Garoppolo doesn't have the ability to hit guys deep. And Devontae Adams could be impacted by that. He's still going to get his. Lamb at eight for the Cowboys. A.J. Brown at nine seemed low. Garrett Wilson at 10. I don't agree. Jaylen Waddle at 11. Waddle catches a ton of balls. He's the best wide receiver, too, that on his own team that will be a great wide receiver, too, for you in fantasy. Chris Olave at 12. Had a very solid first year. T. Higgins, 13. That's part of my concern with Ja'Marr Chase. And yes, I'm more concerned about the T. Higgins impact on Chase than I am the Jaylen Waddle impact on Hill. Devontae Smith at 14. He started scoring touchdowns last year. Even though A.J. Brown got half the touchdowns Jalen Hurts threw, Devontae Smith is a worthy fantasy starter. Keenan Allen at 15. What is he now? 55 years old? Still getting it done, right? With a franchise quarterback. But a lot of the volume of that offense is Austin Eckler based. DeAndre Hopkins, 16. Better than Julio Jones was in Tennessee. Not as good as Hopkins was in Arizona. How often are they going to get him the ball? And can he stay healthy? DK Metcalf, 17. Okay. Debo at 18. Yeah, this isn't 2021 anymore. Ever since McCaffrey came to town, and as long as McCaffrey is healthy, Debo doesn't touch the ball as much. And Brandon Ayuk and Kittle cut into his share as well. Calvin Ridley at 19 for the Jaguars. We're almost treating Ridley like he's starting over. I never owned Ridley when he was with the Falcons. He'll start for the Jags with Kirk, but they have Engram. They have ETN. I don't think I'm ready to make a wide receiver two investment in Ridley, but I understand if others are. I just want to see more. Maybe then I would trade for him, or I know I'm not going to get him on waivers. I know. But there's some unknowns there. But he's in a good situation to be successful. Amari Cooper next at 20. I've talked about this. Problems for the Browns in 11-on-11 drills where Watson has been very inaccurate, inconsistent, trying to make throws from the pocket. So that could impact Amari Cooper. Jerry Jeudy, 21. As I talked about in the previous podcast about running backs, I'm not planning to touch any Broncos in my fantasy draft. I'm going to wait and see on the whole damn thing. Terry McScorin at 22. didn't we just get an injury report on McScorn? As I record this podcast, middle of the week, wasn't there something out there that is a concern? He's been a solid fantasy player. He's not going to win you any fantasy championships, but he's been a guy you could start most weeks, despite multiple quarterbacks in Washington, and they're on their latest in Sam Howell. Mike Williams at 23. There's a guy who's going to give you huge games or nothing at all. If you're in a total points league where you're not playing head-to-head, I think Mike Williams has more value in those leagues than head-to-head. Because when you're playing head-to-head, it puts a premium on. You need guys to give you those. I often talk about you want your starters to give you double-digit points every week. And Mike Williams doesn't do that. You know, I did talk earlier about Justin Jefferson having two bad games. That was two. You know, Mike Williams, whether he's injured, whether he's playing injured, whether he's sitting out, or just he's not part of the game plan, or he's covered, he has, I don't know, he has six or seven of those games every year. Christian Kirk at 24. Really good. I'm thinking about, do I have any hesitation on Kirk because of Ridley's presence? Kirk always seems to, not always. You know, he had that run in Arizona where he had the most catches midseason without a touchdown. And then I was at the game in Tampa Bay a few years back, and they blew up for, what, three scores? But he was much more consistent with the Jags. The Jags were ripped for the contract they signed him to. He justified that signing with his performance last year, and I'm optimistic about him this year. More than I am DJ Moore in Chicago, because I don't think Justin Fields can get him the ball down the field. Drake London, Atlanta, not optimistic that I don't think there's going to be much volume for any Falcons offensive player other than Robinson, as long as Robinson is healthy. And I don't know that Ritter can get London the ball enough. Marquise Brown, 27 in Arizona, not touching any Cardinals. Christian Watson, 28, Green Bay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take some of that. Sure, what's the hesitation? Christian Watson can just run away from people and separate. Yeah, I think Jordan Love can get him the ball. I actually think Watson is a receiver that makes it easy on quarterbacks. Look, Rodgers analytically hasn't been a very good quarterback in recent years. I understand the change to Jordan Love. Also to get Aaron Rodgers out of your building because he's such a pain in the ass. Deontay Johnson, 29. He scores. I don't buy that the Steeler offense is going to be lights out. Godwin at 30. Such a good player. Just so many bad things with the Bucks. But Godwin ranked over Mike Evans. Not by much. Mike Evans at 33 in Matthew Berry's rankings. Tyler Lockett at 31. I like Lockett at 31. Loved him last year. Picked him up on waivers. I have totally changed my tune on Brandon Ayuk. I would never have touched him. And this year I will. He showed me enough last year. I think he's better than being ranked 32. Michael Pittman, 34. Yeah, for those of you, you're talking about Anthony Richardson. He doesn't have a number one wide receiver to throw to. The fact that Pittman is ranked 34th in these fantasy rankings shows Michael Pittman's not a number one wide receiver. It's okay. He is what he is. He's a solid wide receiver too for a team and sometimes as a fantasy wide receiver too. I'd rather play him as a wide receiver three or a flex. Njigba, recent injury, check that. He might not be ready for the start of the season. Jordan Addison, Minnesota. Gabe Davis, speaking of guys who give you big games, right? Gabe Davis, big games, but not every week. Cortland Sutton, 38. There's the Broncos. Brandon Cooks, 39, feels low. the catches and the yardage just always seem to be there for this guy. Dak and McCarthy are going to use him. George Pickens, 40. Boy, talk about preseason hype. I'll stop there at 40. I mean, there's a lot more names here. None that really fly off the board to me. Okay, I'll give you one. Alan Lazard. He's probably still got a few more touchdowns in him. As an Aaron Rodgers go-to guy. Yeah. Matthew Berry has him at 55. Okay, we'll stop there. What you got for me? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back next week. Unique episodes every weekday. Also, I'm hosting one of my league's fantasy drafts next week, so we'll have some actual draft data from that to talk about. Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com. This has been the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 8, Episode 19, presented by Hooters, celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. I'm sincerely appreciative to Hooters for paying the bill so you can have this podcast absolutely free. That's the way fantasy football content should be. Absolutely free. Thanks for listening.